The government won two key votes on the eviction ban in the Dáil yesterday, but in the words of the Ceann Comhairle after a rowdy morning, this debate has been a disgrace. The no-fault eviction ban ends from this weekend. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehan joins us. Whatever about the rowdy debating, the Ceann Comhairle was commenting on, Micheál, the numbers, who supported both the government across both votes, the confidence vote and the Sinn Féin vote on the eviction ban legislation.
Yeah, the government had a comfortable enough victory on both of them. It was 86 to 67 on the first vote, the big confidence vote, of course, the one at which if the government had lost, that would have triggered a general election. So there was support, obviously, from the government side and from Nasa Harrigan in that vote, who is outside the Green Party parliamentary party for the next 15 months. A number of independents too, particularly from the regional independent group, but also former government TDs themselves, Joe McHugh of Fine Gael, and also Mark McSharry, now an independent, formerly of Fianna Fáil. So those TDs saw considerable backing for the government in that one. Later on, about 7 o'clock last night, in the second big vote of the day, which was on a Sinn Féin piece of legislation that was aimed at extending the evictions ban until the end of January 2024, there was a slightly less support for the government on that one. Nessa Harrigan not voting on this. Mark McSharry, who had gone with the government earlier, backing the Sinn Féin proposal there. And also, some surprise perhaps, but in keeping what he did the previous week, going to the government side on that one, was the rural independent, Danny Healy-Ray. So that made up for the slight difference on that one. Mark McSharry too, having gone with the government on the confidence motion, went with the Sinn Féin motion the second time.
On the legislation there. There's been quite a lot of reaction, certainly online and elsewhere, to Barry Cowan's remarks during the confidence debate about giving sweets to children.
Yes, there has been a focus on that, and that was in keeping largely with the tone of what was said during the debate. Interesting too that Barry Cowan had said that there was plans in place now to make the situation work, although he said the circular that went to local authorities about things like the tenant in situ scheme could have been stronger. He said there was enough there to work with. And that, I suppose, is in keeping with the government's message that they feel in the last number of weeks, despite the apparent sudden nature of that decision to lift the evictions ban, that there is something in place now. The opposition really questioning that, though, saying the tenant in situ scheme doesn't go far enough, saying that the other measures around getting approved housing bodies to buy homes from people who are not social protection tenants will take time at the most optimistic reading to get in place. So it all centres really on that question as to the 4,000 or more notices to quit that have been put in place in those months leading up to the evictions ban being put in place. Will that spark an immediate huge number of people without a home?
And the question, where will they go, that was raised by opposition several times during yesterday's debate and throughout the past few weeks, that's something we'll start to find out from this weekend on. Was there much raised about this at the parliamentary party meetings, or were other issues also on the agenda?
It did seem, and this is something that government TDs have been emphasising, the opposition take a totally different view, that there hasn't been a huge heat at constituency level on this. Government pointing to the fact that it has got measures in place, and the Taoiseach saying that there has to be a speeding up now of the housing programme. He said more progress has to be made and that there was little time to waste. But I think buoyed perhaps by the numbers in the votes, the two votes yesterday, he said the government was built to last and would go the distance. And that seems to rule out some earlier speculation, perhaps about an election late next year. Other issues that raised at the parliamentary parties of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael was on the Women of Honour report and the Taoiseach telling his party that he would set up an external oversight commission to see that. And there was also be changes around the recruitment process and the importance of retaining personnel.
All right, Micheál, thank you for that.